We like to sit in Denny's not because we enjoyed the coffee or the people or the food, but because we loved the air conditioning. The hum, a comfort to our sun-absorbed skin that was still warm hours after the moon had rose to her rightful place. Although the lack of raw was little solace, as the gas for my car was so expensive, the best I could do was roll down my window and pray the oven air would cool me off. On the worst nights, the heat would eat the stars, leaving everything empty except for the waves rising off the concrete. In July, it was 105 at 2 a.m. Welcome to Phoenix. We shared a booth, the same duct tape corner booth each time, sitting across from one another and talking, writing, listening, always with the listening. We played cards, acted out scenes, anything to seem like we were just waiting to be somewhere more important. One especially hot night, you asked me, why was it that I wrote so continuously and yet so little of it I turned into poetry? Without thinking, I responded that this nonsense has been buried and burning in my head for days, for years. This lure of language is as old as I am, and I just can't stay away. I'd rather listen to my pen scratching on paper than the echoing in my throat of something said too soon. Pussycat, the articulation that comes off your tongue is what you will be remembered for. The ideas are inconsequential. You know this. Don't ever stop. This is when I fell for you. Not only because you are intense and a little dangerous, but because you are well-told, well-weaved stories and your assimilation to my desperation to create something of value. It wasn't until the first smack across my eyes that I realized how completely you had changed. Ink stopped being on your fingers. You no longer carried around pens, but now mirrors, and we couldn't talk anymore. I remember how you, with back turned to me, said that the poetry I read as I lied to you naked in bed and waited for the shower to warm from tepid to hot was brilliant. A word you had never used up until then and haven't used since but knew would shut me up. I just grinned hard until it hurt the way I do when I can't stand you. Then chain smoked cigarettes out the window, not because I wanted the 6 Marlboros, but because you hated it when I chain smoked. I figured you were stumbling about strung out tighter than violin strings. Fair trade. It wasn't so much I minded your yay appreciation, it was the addiction I had a problem with. Aren't I enough? I asked you once, post some of the best sex of our lives, after which you still needed a line to get off. You'd come home nose bleeding, me unsure if it had been the blow you cut or the blow of an uppercut during a fight you undoubtedly got in again. You not really remembering either. It all blurs together, Osiris, his nickname for me. Why? I like to think I lied and guided him through this, so to speak, valley, but really, that's too complex. He never thought that far ahead, and the honest bit is, he never told me why. That's only how he greeted me as I walked into Denny's at 1 a.m., not knowing then that it wasn't the air conditioning at all. It was him.